Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. It says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." My dear brothers and sisters, one of the strongest indicators of success in any area of life is persistence. I repeat that. It's persistence that helps you succeed. Success is not just about how much effort you give. It's about how long you are willing to keep going. Often, we overestimate what we can achieve in the short term, but underestimate what can be accomplished over time. Consistency compounds. I repeat that statement. Consistency compounds. The more you persevere, the greater the results. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, there's a beautiful research. It's a study comparing Japanese and American first graders. They showed that Japanese students kept trying nearly 47% longer on a challenging puzzle than American students. Not surprisingly, they also performed better academically. The lesson: success is often the reward of staying with it just a little longer. This principle applies in every field: sports, academics, music, ministry, or personal growth. Research confirms it takes roughly 10 years or 10,000 hours of focused effort to master any skill. There's a man, Malcolm Gladwell, he put it, 10,000 hours is the magic number of greatness. 10,000 hours. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, pause and reflect. Are there dreams God planted in your heart that you have allowed to fade? Are there callings, passions, or ideas from the Lord that you once pursued but have now set aside? Could it be that you gave up too soon? God's word reminds us, in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. My dear brothers and sisters, your due season is coming, but only if you do not quit. Keep going, keep pressing, and keep trusting. Amen. So you may ask me a question: how can I apply this word to my personal life? I would give you a few pointers. Number one, in your spiritual life, stay faithful in prayer, even when answers seem delayed. God rewards perseverance. In your personal goals, secondly, break long-term dreams into small daily steps and remain consistent. Thirdly, in your relationships, don't give up on people too quickly. Love and patience can transform situations. Fourthly, in your ministry, in your service, keep sowing seeds of kindness and service. Fruit may take time, but the harvest is sure. Fifthly and lastly, your mindset. Replace discouragement with determination. View challenges as training, not obstacles. Amen? Let's pray. Our Father, we want to say thank you that you are a good God and you are a great God. You are a God who grants us the grace to persevere. And Lord, as you have called us and given us those dreams and desires to accomplish great things in your kingdom and elsewhere, I pray that you'll give us the patience, you'll give us the courage, you'll give us the boldness and the spirit in the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us that persistence brings reward. Lord God Almighty, strengthen us when we feel weary and help us to trust that our labor in you is never in vain. Abba Father, I pray that you will rekindle the dreams and passions you placed within us, and give us the grace to press on with faith and with endurance. May we never give up on what you have called us to do, but continue steadfastly until the harvest comes. Lord God Almighty, I thank you today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. Lord God Almighty, I also lift up the brothers and sisters and children who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the praise, the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.